From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush's return to the United Nations tomorrow follows by 1 year his historic appeal for UN help in confronting Iraq. This time, the president is seeking greater international support as the United States struggles to restore stability and self-government to Iraq. The president will reach out to the international community, saying all countries have a stake in Iraq's future, but he will also strongly defend his decision to go to war. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The immediate matter before the United Nations is a U.S. resolution that would involve more nations in the reconstruction of Iraq, leaving the U.S. in control, but giving the U.N. greater authority than it has now. The resolution would also call for international reinforcements for American troops who are now enduring almost daily sniper and bomb attacks. But the president's request is complicated by wounds left over from pre-war diplomatic battles, when the U.S. failed to win the U.N. Security Council's backing for the war. In a speech at the UN a year ago, the president bluntly warned that the international organization had its own credibility on the line.
All the world now faces a test, and the United Nations a difficult and defining moment. Are Security Council resolutions to be honored and enforced, or cast aside without consequence? Will the United Nations serve the purpose of its founding, or will it be irrelevant?
In that speech, the president said the path for his administration was set with or without the UN, and since then, the U.S. has expressed little need for major UN involvement in Iraq, until recently, with U.S. soldiers stretched thin and the job of placating and rebuilding the country proving more difficult than anticipated. Mr. Bush has turned to the advice of his Secretary of State, Colin Powell, and others, and warmed to the idea of greater U.N. involvement. This afternoon at the White House, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said the president's speech to the General Assembly will be a call to action.
To change the course of the history here of the Middle East, and to change the course of a place that, sitting in the center of the Middle East, has been nothing but a source of trouble during Saddam Hussein's rule.
If some members of the UN Security Council are looking for an apology from President Bush, they won't get it. The White House sees nothing to apologize for. But what many in the audience will want to hear is more conciliatory language from Mr. Bush, a recognition that the UN does matter. Guillaume Parmentier is the director of the French Center on the United States in Paris.
I think that the events of the past few weeks have shown that the UN, far from being irrelevant, was actually indispensable. It's not always the most effective or efficient body, but it is indispensable. Because when there are serious problems, everyone, including the United States, has got to go back to it. And that's what we are witnessing now.
One area of dispute between the U.S. and countries such as France and Germany deals with the timetable for the return of authority in Iraq to Iraqis themselves. French President Jacques Chirac, at a weekend summit in Berlin with Germany's Gerhard Schroeder and Britain's Tony Blair, said that sovereignty must be turned over to Iraqi authorities, and then they should be given the support they need to govern. The White House has so far avoided specifics in terms of when power can be transferred to the Iraqis. The president's audience at the UN tomorrow will have more than a few skeptics wary of anything he might say. The president and his Secretary of State will have the task of softening that attitude, at least enough to get a new resolution passed. Their dual message will be that mutual interests should outweigh any lingering resentment, and that the administration is ready to talk about what it needs to give in order to get what it wants. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.